אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. I thought we might begin quickly with it was a lovely farewell tribute event last Sunday at the Sydney Jewish Museum for Vic Alhadeff, seeing off 17 years of consecutive service as the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO. There was lots of guests there paying tribute, including Justice Stephen Rothman, who said Alhadeff's respect for differences of view, his respect for people, and his love for Australia and the Jewish community and Israel were so obvious, and he was much liked and respected by both sides of politics in New South Wales. And it's difficult to imagine someone with a higher reputation, and it'll be very sad to see him retire from that role.
Yeah, it was a very moving farewell party for Vic Alhadeff. It was at the Jewish Museum. And it's an end of an era after 17 years as he was the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And he did a lot for the community. And we are talking to Shandy Ziatnik, senior journalist at the AJN. And you're listening to SBS, Australian Jewish Update. Shane, what is the reaction in Australia to the Meron disaster?
Yes, of course, a terrible disaster at Mount Meron. 45 people died in the crush and during the celebrations there when tens of thousands of people attended, and so far more than 150 people were injured. So in shuls across Australia last Shabbat, rabbis reflected on the disaster. Caulfield Hebrew Congregation Rabbi Ralph Genende reflected to the AJN on a time of elation becoming one of desperation, pain exacerbated by the reports that this was a disaster waiting to happen, that politics prevented proper crowd control, that disregard for rules, including COVID precautions, contributed to the terror of this tragedy, the rabbi said. Expressing the solidarity of the Australian Jewish community, Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Leibler said, "We are all hurting," while Colin Rubenstein, Executive Director of Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, said, "We are deeply shaken." Yair Miller, United Israel Appeal CEO, lamented the tragic and senseless loss of life, while JNF Australia President Ronit Freyd said, "The JNF family remains deeply shocked and saddened." And Union for Progressive Judaism co-presidents Brian Samuel and David Noel said the disaster causes pain for the entire Jewish community worldwide.
Well, it was a terrible disaster, and we mourned with the families, 45 families. There were young children, two brothers, one 9, one 12, and from the same family, and young men. It's real, real tragedy. Shane, on a totally different matter, Bob Carr from the Labour Party is calling on Australia to ban products from Israeli settlements on the West Bank. What's happening now with Bob Carr?
Yes, Bob Carr's agitation, sort of anti-Israel agitation, has steadily increased over recent years. And the former New South Wales Premier and former Foreign Minister has sent now an incendiary email to Labor members endorsing Human Rights Watch's recent Israel apartheid slur, backing the International Criminal Court's war crimes investigation against the Jewish state, and endorsing a boycott call of West Bank products. He sent the email on April 28th with the subject heading State Conference Motions, and he began it with the words, in capitals, apartheid, settlement expansion and human rights, and welcomed the recent federal Labor platform change which supported the recognition of a Palestinian state. To all supporters of Palestine in the Australian Labor Party, Carr wrote, Human Rights Watch says there is an overarching Israeli government policy to maintain domination by Jewish Israelis and, quote, grave abuses against Palestinians living in the occupied territories, and that Australia should support the work of the ICC in investigating human rights abuses by the Israeli government. He also noted Labor's COGRA SEC had carried a motion to be put to September's New South Wales Labor Party conference, calling on the next Labor government to work with the European Union and the like-minded governments to apply bans to products produced in Israeli settlements. Vehemently opposing any moves towards boycotting Israel, Labor MLC Walt Secord said the New South Wales Labor platform should concentrate on education, health, housing and economy and jobs. He said, I was director of communications for Mr. Carr when he was premier from 2005 to 2005, but we have very different views on foreign policy, Walt Secord said. New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger said the boycott call, quote, contradicts the Labor Party's long-standing policy of rejecting the boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign against Israel as anti-Semitic. And Anthony Albanese has described boycotting Israel as beyond the pale and counterproductive and self-indulgent. Zionist Council of New South Wales Israel Affairs Director Arsen Ostrovsky said Carr, quote, seems to have a rather unhealthy obsession with Israel, dominated by his irrational hatred of the Jewish state and willingness to be a pawn of the Palestinian propaganda machine. It's high time, he said, that the Labor Party, both federal and state, rein Mr. Carr in. And McNamara MP Josh Burns said Carr's accusations and those of Human Rights Watch do not reflect the views of the Australian Labor Party and they do not advance the cause of peace.
Shane, on the bright side, Prime Minister Morrison spoke at the UIA function with a very special message to the Jewish community.
Yes, he spoke of the writings of the late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks in a speech at the UIA New South Wales' major donor events last Thursday night. He recalled how his father, who was a big believer in community, would tell him, if you want to understand community, understand the Jewish community, which he loved passionately and dearly. And they cared for him at Walpa Jewish Hospital in Sydney in some of his last months, as my mother was recently cared for there. She is fine, by the way, but the care of the community of the Jewish community has deeply impacted my family. He continued, when President Rivlin visited Australia, he described Australia's Jewish community as the living bridge between our two countries. And that is indeed what you are. I honour you as Australians and as people of a rich heritage, a great culture and a tremendous faith.
And on this note, we'll end our report this week. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.